is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Foolishness of Genealogies. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is Alan Jackson with I Want to Stroll Over Heaven with You, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of Him beyond mortal king, and I'm sure that He'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. So many places of beauty we long to see here below, but time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew while I stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over heaven with you.
It's nonsense talking about endless genealogies. Now, I have my friends over. I had a couple of friends over, they told me they had their DNA analyzed. I said, oh, what'd you turn out to be? And they said, oh, it was really interesting, you know. We thought we were English, but we turned out to be Norwegian and blah, blah, blah. It was sort of interesting, sort of fun. it lasted about 10 minutes of discussion, then that was it. I didn't give them any favoritism because they were Norwegian. They didn't know they were Norwegian either. They've been in America all their lives, have English names. Okay, good. It's fun. It's not endless, folks. That's what Paul talks about here, and it's not a fable. What we're talking about with the Khazar Jews are fables, myths, lies. They made it up. And they've been lying about it so long, they don't even know the difference. It's my job to let them know the difference. That's what I feel like. That's what God's told me to do. Write a book so they'll know the difference. That's why I wrote my book. But they don't like knowing the difference. They're angry at me. They want to kill me. A man who told them the truth, who gave them the scientific evidence. Well, that's okay too. I still don't believe in their fables and their endless genealogies. And when you separate yourself according to genealogy, well, I'm a Messianic Christian. There are no Messianic Christians. There's only Christians. Well, I'm a Messianic Jew. What is a Messianic Jew? I'm a Messianic nothing. I mean, come on. All these variations, all these divisions. It's evil, folks. It's evil. Titus 3, verse 9 also has the same thing. Listen to this. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law. Well, I still believe the law. You know, God gave us the law. And do you believe the law? If you don't believe the law, you're not really a Christian. And shut up. You believe the law, then you better obey every item, every iota of the law. If you don't, you're going straight to hell. I don't want to be messing around with the law. I don't care about the law. I care about what God has put on my heart. That's the only law I care about. That's what will profit me, what God puts on my heart. So you believe you can go out and just sin and do all that? I didn't say that, did I? Faith without works is dead, but faith with works is true life. I have faith and God gives me works to do every day. Isn't that wonderful? I get up out of bed, I have work to do that day. Now you may not have the same work I do, but you've got work to do. There's something that's going to happen to you every day of your life that's going to relate to your Christian duty. You don't have to look for it. God will send it in your path. He will He'll make sure you know of it, friends. But avoid foolish questions. Are you Jewish or Christian? Do you believe in the law or not? Or do you believe in the old covenant or the new covenant? Or shut up. That's foolish questions. And genealogies, and contentions. It's contentious, my friends. It's argumentative. You can argue all day. I have people writing me letters. Oh, well, you know, you just don't understand. You know, the Jews are a special people, and God tells us to bless them, or he won't bless us. And shut up. I don't worry about genealogies. You do. You see what I mean? God has told us what to do here. He's told us that they're foolish. Foolish questions, foolish genealogies, endless genealogies, fables. Now, please be quiet and listen to God. I don't understand, Jerry. Jerry's my broadcaster over here. I don't understand why people don't listen to God. Why listen to all this nonsense? Somebody told me that they're a Messianic Jew and they're going to vote very soon in their congregation as to whether a Jew can marry a Christian or not. Because the rabbi, a Christian rabbi, says he believes a Jew should stay separate. Yes, you Christians can that are Gentiles, you can come here to our service, but a Jewish person should not marry a Gentile. He's dividing them. You can't even marry whoever God tells you to. Let me tell you something, friends. Don't let anybody tell you who you can marry. You're an adult. Listen very closely to the advice of your parents. They do know better than you, generally. They do know more than you, young person. Listen to your parents, but they're not the end all. But you better listen to them because you're going to make a big mistake if you don't. Listen to them and take your time. But most of all, listen to God. He'll tell you who to marry. He'll give you the right answer. It'll probably be the very same one your parents said, too, by the way. Okay. All right. Now, I want to talk about this a little bit because this is it's so vital. Now, this is proven in the Bible. Let me just show you some of the things out of the Word of God. Matthew 8:5-13. Let's see what Jesus thought about this. Let's see what Jesus says about genealogies. Matthew 8:5-13, verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion. That is a Roman centurion. Folks, a Roman centurion is a very powerful military man, trained man, a professional, no doubt. He has about 100 soldiers under his command. And this centurion came to Jesus, beseeching him, seeking him out, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. This centurion went looking for Jesus, and he found him. And what was his concern? Was it he wanted to know about his marriage or his personal life or his, was he going to end up a general or what was his problem? His servant was sick. His servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. This bothered that centurion. He cared deeply. He loved that servant. That tells me a lot about the man, that one sentence. Tells me almost everything I need to know about him. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Right away, the centurion got what he wanted. Of all the people in Israel and throughout the world, Jesus chose his servant and said, I will go to your house and I will heal him. There were plenty of sick people there. They didn't have adequate health care. They certainly didn't have Obamacare. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Wow. But you're not supposed to go and associate with Gentiles. You're not supposed to go to their homes. They're going to say bad things about Jesus. The Jews will. How dare you? Those are dogs. They're no better than dogs, especially a Roman centurion, and you go to his house, take your valuable time and to heal his servant? Oh, my. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I got to read that again. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should cometh under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. It wasn't that he was embarrassed at his belongings. He probably had a very nice residence. He was a centurion, for goodness sake. Wouldn't you have liked to have had Jesus come to your house? Oh, what a pride, a bounce of pride that would have given you. But the centurion, this powerful military man, had over 100 soldiers under him, said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come to my house under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. I'm a man of authority, he said. I tell a soldier, go there, and he goes. Come here, he comes. Tell my servant, do that, and he does it. That's all you need to do. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." He had his disciples. He had chosen them. Why didn't they have the faith? He said, "I have not seen anyone with this great a faith throughout Israel." And it was a Roman, a Gentile, not a Jew. Verse 11, Jesus said, "And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." Wow. "But the children of the kingdom," said Christ, "shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. That's the Jews. Because later on, Jesus said, "I'm taking the kingdom away from you and giving it to another nation that will bring forth fruit. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said unto the centurion, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As he had faith, it was done unto him. That very hour, his servant was healed. I haven't seen faith this great in all of Israel. And it was a Roman centurion. That's what Jesus thought about the Gentiles. That's what he thought about the Jews. That is what Jesus believed about faith. Because, my friends, the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, as we read in Romans chapter 2, and is going to come upon this earth, and every person will receive according to his deeds. According to his deeds. Verse 11 of Romans 2 says, "For there is no respect of persons with God." There is no respect of persons with God. You say, "I'm ugly. I was born fat. I was born skinny. I was born with pimples. I was born without hair. I don't know what you have." Or maybe you're a lovely person. God doesn't care. He looks at your heart. There is no respect of persons with God. But wait, the Jews now, God's made them special. They're the apple of his eye. They're God's chosen people. What does it say? "For there is no respect of persons with God." Why don't you believe the Bible? For goodness sake. You see, God has brought Jews into his kingdom and Gentiles, both the same. That's faith. So why do we go back to these fables, these myths, and these endless genealogies? Why do we do that? Then Titus 3, verse 9, "But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain." Think about that. I have a Jew that's writing to me right now saying, "Well, you just, you know, Israel is the greatest country in the world." And he was born here in America, of course. "And Israel is the greatest country in the world, and you're going to have to understand that. And God's made them the chosen people. And I'm a Jew myself, and I know what I'm talking about." And, oh, shut up. He's all eat up with genealogies, isn't he? And he wants to argue with me. He wants to contend with me and strive with Tex Mars.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.